I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, seeing as how my retirement plan for selling off all of our Trader Joe's bags doesn't seem to be working out, I thought we had that nailed for sure. Is your house like mine, where you've got way more shopping bags than you will ever use? And we don't even have to do that here. You know, there's other states where they actually make you use the reusable shopping bags. Otherwise, they charge you. And even so, we were in Washington. They charge 8 cents a bag. And I said one time, we had just stopped in Walmart and forgot, you know what I mean, that we'd forgotten to bring bags. And I was like, we can afford it. we can afford the 8 cent plastic bag, which, while yes, 8 cents seems like it's a lot, it's not. And then I saw, man, and if you don't know what I'm talking about with this Trader Joe's thing, the $2.99 canvas Trader Joe's bags are apparently there is a limited run of them that are, for whatever reason, selling for nearly $100 on eBay. And I thought, yeah, we could turn a profit, but apparently it's not going to work out for me that way. So here we are. Thanks for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show. Thanks for paying my mortgage. My wife thanks you as well. It's 98.5 KLUC.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
It's your good feeling stories of the day. I mean, and literally, how bad could it be? It's almost Friday. You know what I'm saying? Coca-Cola just did something pretty cool. And I like giving credit where credit is due, especially when they do such great stuff for us during the holidays, too, with Toy Drive and the Coca-Cola trucks and all that. Shout out to my boys over at Reyes. Coca-Cola, all versions of Coke, sold in 20-ounce bottles, are now going to come in bottles with 100% recycled plastic. Pretty cool. The new bottles will hit the stores this week. So you got to make a choice. Two high school sweethearts. This is just adorable. Two high school sweethearts from Michigan reconnected 73 years later and started dating again. Bill Hassinger is 90 years old. Get it, Bill. Get it. His girl, Joanne Blaken, is 92 years old. They met on a school bus. They went to prom together. They broke up after she left for college and have reconnected 73 years later. Joanne's daughter looked Bill up 2 years ago, realized he was only 80 miles away. So Joanne wrote him a letter. Of course she did, because they're 90. She wrote him a letter. Then he called her. They fell in love all over again. Oh my goodness. And again, Mackenzie Scott, ex-wife, Amazon's Jeff Bezos, is, they had a pretty decent, she got a pretty good split when they divorced. So She gave away more than $2 billion last year and nearly $4 billion in 2022. She just announced that she's going to give away $640 million this year, split among 361 nonprofits. Now, if you're thinking, man, that's $2 billion last year and $4 billion before that, and then $640 this year, you know, wow. She's still worth over $36 billion. So it's not like she's clipping coupons, you know. But the fact that she is donating all that money now so that it can help immediately rather than just promising to leave money to charity someday in the future, it's awesome. And and it's worthy. And it should be part of your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jet Buchanan Show.
In all honesty, we should just declare this like national holiday these next couple of days, because March Madness starts today, and you're going to notice a lot of people in, what time is it now? 7. So you're going to notice a lot of people in about, what time did the game start? 9:30?
In about 2 hours.
Yeah, I was going to say, the focus is going to drop in a large way. And really, like today and tomorrow, and then next week is Sweet 16 and Elite 8. Yeah, there'll be some of it then. So here's, and by the way, there's proof to back this up. 1 out of 3 Americans have filled out a bracket. So they've got a vested interest in what's going on here. My question to Adrian, and I just told him I told him I needed him. I didn't tell him what I was going to ask him. My question is not did you. My question is how many.
I am surprisingly doing my first one right now. I swear to you.
Hurry, you got to turn that in.
I'm doing it right now.
You got to turn in your homework. So that plays right into my point. So instead of focusing on this show, you're... Now listen, I realize this is 2 days in a row we've had a similar conversation. But so what you're telling me is that I'm not getting your full effort right now.
Just some work research.
It's really just me and you, man. And I, you know,
I got to do at least one, Chet. At least.
Listen, you could have not said nothing and I would have never known. I'd have just been in there and been like, oh, watching you staring at your screen intently and going, look how hard he's working. See, and that's the thing. You got to furrow your brow every once in a while. You can't cheer. You got to keep the excitement under wraps, right? If you're at work and you're watching the games and you're, you know, tracking this stuff as it goes along, every once in a while you have to look like, seeing like something smells bad, you know, or something has happened. Like, you don't, you know, you just have to. It's on Seinfeld many years ago, George Costanza had the brilliant logic of, all you have to do is walk around the office looking annoyed and people won't bother you. And then if they say something, they go, what's wrong? You just go, busy. And you're good, right? It's the same way with the March Madness and the brackets. And by the way, same but different. Way to go, Running Rebels. They got through the first round of the NIT. Who knew that this was literally the first time in 16 years? Whew. Doesn't seem right. It just doesn't. It doesn't seem right. But first time in 16 years that the Rebels have won a game in the postseason. So way to go, Kevin Kruger and the fellas. They go to the second round of the NIT at the Thomas and Mack Sunday. Listen, if you're ever going to jump back on the train, now's the time. Now is the time. Sunday at 6:30, Rebels play Boston College. All right, that's enough college basketball talk. I'm blown away. We got a guy coming in here in a couple minutes that is doing something here in Las Vegas. I'm just going to tell you. He is the world's, I want to make sure I get the terminology right. He is the world's foremost limb lengthener. It's true. People get surgery to get taller. I wish I was a little bit taller. Oh, I'm playing that right now. Wish I was a little bit taller. So people actually do this. I can't imagine it's covered by insurance. I can only...
No way.
Right?
Yeah, no
way. How do you justify that? And then, okay, how do you justify that? Who are these people? How? And is it real? Is this not really the alt? And I'm sure that he's got a different explanation for this than I do. Is this not the ultimate in vanity? I mean, you can take your plumped lips and, you know,
yeah,
or your big boobs. That's child's. That's nothing. Child's play. Limb lengthening. That's committed to the bit. How, and how much of a, see, this is the thing. This is why I'm having him on, because I have so many questions. Is there really that big a difference between 5'10 and 5'11? 5'6 and 5'8? How far can you go? You know, how much of a, well, I don't know. The most I've done is 2 inches, but we may try 3 next year. It's scary. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is what, okay. So we'll save the questions for another couple of minutes, but Dr. Debbie Parshad is coming on, and he is the world's Dr. Kevin Debbie Parshad, a Harvard trained, I'm reading from his press release. A Harvard trained, he's got a press release. Of course he does. A Harvard trained surgeon is an orthopedic surgery specialist, I hope so, who's earned a reputation as one of the world's leading limb lengthening surgeons. Self-deprecating on that. Because he's the guy. Everybody else says he's the guy. And I got to be honest with you. He may be the only guy. How exclusive is this club? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How many people can say that he does what he does? He'll be in our studio to tell us about it in just moments.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Who knew that leg lengthening would become a topic? Who knew? Colleen, there's real life applications here for you.
Yes, there were.
Did you okay, so Dr. Kevin Debbie Parshid's gonna come on in just a minute. He is the I'm gonna call him. His people won't call him this, I'll call him this. He is the world's foremost leg lengthener. Did he do your surgery?
No, he did not do my surgery, but I had a really horrible car accident. I broke my leg in 187 places. I believe that surgery was made for people that are vertically challenged. Like, sure. You know, I don't think midget's the right word, but whatever is the right word. Yeah, anyway,
don't say that word.
But that procedure helped me save my leg because they were going to amputate it. But they put one of those halos on my leg and it filled in. So it worked because I saw my leg. It's 20 years later.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So I don't know if it's, I don't think that's a vanity thing.
Well, not for you.
Mm-mm.
No, not for you.
I'm grateful for it. So that's, I just wanted to share that with you.
No, that's, well, and I was thinking of those, This does not appear to be that. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah.
I'm sure it started out that way. As I'm just kind of reading through some of the different articles, there appears to be like it started out one way and then it's evolved, you know.
Well, this was in 1998 is when I had that surgery, and it was Vladimir Schwartzman that did it. So I don't know who this person is, but I'm sure that's where it comes from.
Did you get it done here?
Yeah, in Vegas.
Huh. That's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, now it's. They said it used to be painful, and now it's not. It still can be.
It was extremely painful when I had it done, but then my leg was shattered. So
yeah, that you were in for it no matter what. So
the tools they use look like stuff from Home Depot.
Oh God, I can only imagine. And are you okay? Everything good now?
I'm, you know, that was a bad accident. I'm a little marred from it, but I still have my leg. I danced at my wedding, and who cares anything else, you know?
Amen. Amen. All of that. You know what?
Have
and by the way, first of all, thank you for listening. And second of all, thank you for going, hey, I got a call. Tell my story. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can't do this without you. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Yeah. You too. Bridge, you were saying the guy from Weezer had this done.
He had one leg that was shorter than the other, so he had to walk around with a cane and stuff. And if I'm remembering the story correctly, he took some of the money from that first big successful hit and got the surgery done.
I would, you know what? I would think he would be a guy that could use insurance. I would think, right?
Yeah, well. On the one hand, yeah, you'd totally think that. But on the other hand, if it were an insurance thing, wouldn't he have had that done a lot sooner?
Well, and the third thing is, guess what? And there are a number of performers right now that are nodding their heads as I'm about to say. They're on their way to the gym right now. They're waiting to get their next gig. And they're going, we don't have insurance. Because, you know, you're in a band. Who's going to give you, who's giving you insurance? Nobody.
Right. Now, don't get me wrong. I sympathize with wanting to be a little taller. I'm only 4'11".
No, you keep that. You keep that.
Yeah, I will.
That has its advantages as well, as you well know. Yeah. All right. We're going to leave now. I can tell. You're already... Mm-hmm. All right. Hang up the phone now. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bridge is awesome. Hey, if you 4'11", you keep that 4'11". I'll leave it at that.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
There's two things that are pretty great about this. Dr. Kevin Debbie Parshid's coming in just a couple of seconds. The name sounded familiar to me. He wasn't your doctor, was he? Was he, Tony?
What's that?
Debbie Parship, yeah. was he your doctor?
No, my doctor was Vladimir Schwartzman.
Oh, the same guy that did the other one that we talked to a minute ago.
Yeah, and he did both my lower legs, both sides.
What happened to you?
Motorcycle accident. I broke my left leg in a bunch of places, my right leg in a bunch of places, and yeah, they put me back together. It's like an Erector set. It's weird.
Wow. Yeah.
It's these rings that go around your legs, and it's seriously like the Erector set we got as kids to play with.
Yeah.
And you put these rings that drilled holes through your legs, and these spokes go all the way through your bones, all the way through the other side.
Yeah.
And this Erector set, you can turn it every couple days, and it will lengthen, and it'll lengthen your bones.
Yep. And your bone, yeah, and then like your bone just kind of fills in, like it just grows, it helps it grow.
Yeah, and you do know me. You came to my house. I was the guy that fell out of the sky.
No, you know what? What was that all? Was that a surprise squat? What was that?
Yeah, it's a surprise squat in Henderson. Yeah. It sucked because my house is all under construction.
No, I remember. Yeah, Fox, Adrian Fox 5 used to have me come out and do surprise squads with him.
That's amazing.
Ah, back in the good old days. No, I know you. Yeah, right on. And you're doing good now?
Yeah, doing great. I walk with a pretty good limp because 15 years later, I did it again to my femurs, and I got a piece of my femur that's out. So, yeah, I've broken every bone from my pelvis down.
maybe the bike's not the good idea for you.
Right.
The bike. All right, man, we got to jump, but I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, I'll be good.
Stay in touch. All right. Here's the other funny thing. So, Debbie Parship, I didn't know the name. I knew the name. And I've been meeting for the last, how long have we been talking about having him on? A week?
Yeah.
And so I've been meaning to ask my wife about, you know, hey, do you think this guy's related to the guy who did? Because I was talking to my wife. I go, didn't your mom have a surgeon? Was it Debbie Parship? The name sounds familiar. She's like, yeah, it's the same guy, stupid, that did, that operated on my mom's hip. Literally up and walking the next day.
It's incredible.
Yeah, she had a fractured hip, and they just redid it, and literally up and walking the next day. It's insane stuff. I'm fascinated by it. I'm fascinated by, and I guess, so where I started out going, whoa, this is amazing. Well, so I suppose it makes a lot of sense that a lot of people have had it, that, you know, that have been in motorcycle accidents or car accidents or whatever. You know, or Tony falling out of the sky, you know, stuff like that. The idea that there are people that go, man, I have so much money that I don't know what to do with it. And I'd like to be like this one dude. There's an article in the New York Post that it's one of Dr. Debbie Parship's patients. That he wants to look like The Rock, but he's only 5'9". he's got the hairline. He's obviously done some plastic surgery as well. So that he looks, it could be The Rock's cousin.
Sure.
I suppose. And he's, you know, it looks like he's had, I got to ask because I don't know if he'll be able to tell me or not because of HIPAA laws and all that. You can't discuss people's medical. But this dude looks like, oh, wait, does it say it here? Anyway, it looks like he's had forearm and like bicep work. Like it doesn't look natural. It looks like something.
Well, some actors do that. Booby implants. They've done that. Men, like males. I think The Rock has.
What's the difference? Yeah, pec implants. Just to make it. No, not The Rock. Don't say that.
There's rumors, murmurs. Don't say
that. Well, yeah, you deal in that. I deal in reality, sir. So we're up against it because we've got Megan Thee Stallion tickets that we've got to do because they announced a concert yesterday. So we've got winning before you can buy a Megan Thee Stallion, but I still really want to talk to Dr. Debbie Parship. And he's just, they're going to be here soon. I think.
They're on the way.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
His patients call him Dr. D. Dr. Kevin Debbie Parsett is here. And yes, he is the one who did the surgery on my mother-in-law's hip. It's true. And we met at different... As you were walking in, I'm like, I know this guy. We're acquaintances.
We are.
We're acquaintances where we know each other. And I think now we'll be friends.
Yes.
I think now we're friends.
Yeah, now we're friends.
I love this thing that you're doing. And I was so caught up in you being the world's foremost limb lengthener. You know, yeah. And I'll say that. You don't have to say that.
Okay.
That there are, it started out with real life applications. Mm-hmm. It started out with that. And then when did this become a business?
Well, you know, I think it always was a business in some ways. I mean, the application, even for looking at it for deformity correction, for congenital deformities, for traumatic patients who may have lost some segment of bone,
right,
for cancer patients that may lose segments, sections. You know, that was always a subspecialty in the field of orthopedics, and you could build a business out of that.
Sure.
But as we started doing it and we started having newer and newer technology, we started looking at the application of it for cosmetics. And that certainly has captured the eye of the media and captured the eye of patients and clients who are interested in doing this. And that part of the business certainly over the last, you know, 6, 7, 8 years has really kind of exponentially grown, where there's just a fascination with the ability to do this just by looking at patients before and after and seeing what they can kind of achieve and watching patients go through this journey.
How much of a difference can you make? I'm reading here about a guy that was in the New York Post that wants to look like The Rock.
Uh-huh.
He started out 5'9", and he's ready to take a second bite of the apple to become 6'4".
Yeah, I mean, that's probably closer to a more extreme case.
That's,
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, so you can. I mean, each implant can go approximately 3.3 to 3.4 inches. So if you add up between two surgeries, you're looking at close to 6.4, potentially 6.5 inches of surgery with two rounds of surgery. Occasionally, these surgeries can be repeated to gain more. But I think, you know, a safe ballpark with two surgeries is probably around the 5 to 6 inch mark, depending on the patient and what they start with initially.
Do you have a buddy who does other type of cosmetic? Like, do you guys hear if you get all of this stuff done, you want to be taller and you want to have better lips or, you know, or whatever it is, and can you offer, like, offer them a discount? Like, if you know,
so there's some surgeons here in town that do a lot of cosmetic procedures, and we have some patients,
yeah,
in common. So for different realms, I guess one of my buddies actually does a lot of the transgender surgeries in town. Actually, he's the only one in Nevada that does that. And it's interesting. There is actually a kind of overlap there as well. So as you know, we do the lengthening surgery. That's what catches a lot of the media's attention. But we also do shortening surgeries. So I've actually, even last Friday, we had a surgery that we made someone shorter. So you can actually resect some of the bone and actually shorten the legs, which then can then phenotypically, or if someone identifies with, let's say, male to female, identifies with a smaller frame type of individual, then that can help you to get to that goal.
Wow. Wow. My mind, as you can tell, my mind is blown.
Yeah.
And it makes perfect sense. That's just, it's incredible. And you were saying business is crazy right now.
It is. We do have a new implant that has come out. That's the fourth generation of the FDA-approved Precise type of technology, which is the Precise 4 or PMAX. This implant allows for full weight bearing. So it will allow patients to return back to activity sooner. So you can start walking right after surgery. You can go back to work within 2 weeks, potentially, and still be lengthening concurrently. So you could be doing your job, and you could just be doing everything you're doing right now, but currently growing.
Sitting with my feet up. Big deal.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
So, yeah, a job like yours would be very conducive to this, actually.
Oh,
so
sure.
No one would even know. And you're on the radios. No one would know.
Yeah, I haven't had to lift anything heavy for years.
Yeah.
No, it's great. I'm just blown away. You were saying that so how long is the waiting list for you?
I think it's only a couple of months. I mean, there's the idea of what we do. And I think that idea is slowly percolating into the world. And, you know, there's still a lot of people who don't know what we can do, you know, both here and worldwide. And I think as that sort of percolates into the world, I do think that there will be ongoing growth in this field. I do think that the way I see this in 10 to 15, 20 years is that this procedure will become more mainstream, and then this will be something that will be offered really all over in every city in the world. And there'll be many of who do this type of procedure all over. So, and you sort of see that to some degree as there's more expansion to the field with younger surgeons who want to get into this field. So,
sure. And why not? If there's a market for it and there's a need, if people, and I guess why shouldn't you? Because if you can do everything else, you know what I mean? If you could do with your lips and your face and the,
sure.
And even the one, and I'm not asking you because I'm sure there's laws that you can't talk about this, but even the guy who wants to look like The Rock, it looks to me like not only did you make him taller, he lost some weight on his own, but it also looks like he might have had some work done on his arms even with like forearms and biceps just from the picture. And
yeah.
So why not? Just, yeah, okay. I'd like to be 6'4" now. Okay, great.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that particular patient's had some other work done. I mean, most of our patients have not, but height seems to be this idea that is connected both amongst men and women, actually.
Sure.
Where, you know, it's one of the things you can't change. Like that same patient, like you're talking about these muscle implants and that kind of stuff, you can go work out and get that, but you can never really change your height. You really can't. I mean, you could work out, you could change your size, you could work out, you know, 10 hours a day in the gym, build muscles. You could go on, you know, additional medications to help you build muscle. You can do a lot of stuff that trains the way you look, lose weight, gain muscle mass. But height is fairly static. And there's really not much you can do from that perspective until now where you can actually enhance your height by lengthening surgery.
Am I the only one that's thinking about Tom Cruise right now? Yeah. Am I, you know, because for years, everybody's saying he's had like lifts in his shoes that kind of stuff. And all of a sudden... So all of a sudden, if you see Tom Cruise 6'4", you know why.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, actors are actually a very common
patient. I bet.
Yeah, because it's actually one of the few professions, and I didn't realize this until I started doing more of it, where I have these actors come see me, and they say, look, I can't get this part because I'm not 5'9", or I'm not 5'10", or I'm not 6'. I literally can't get a job because of it. It's a very unique profession where they can actually discriminate against you based on the way you look and how tall you are.
Sure.
So it's funny. We did a Hulu special that was on Hulu and Disney, documentary that came out a month ago. And, you know, they talked about different actors, including Tom Cruise. And Kevin Hart was another big one. And actually, it's funny. When I got invited to his comedy show here in Vegas last year, because he opens with a 4-minute bit about the surgery and about how people were sending him Instagram photos of me, of this, and how, you know, you can get you some height is what he basically said. And, you know, it's pretty funny. But I mean, you know, it's out there certainly. And I think the first part of it is, you know, people kind of looking at this and, you know, maybe making a, you know, wisecrack here and there about it as they kind of learn more about it. But then, you know, as it starts to sink in, patients are thinking and people out there are thinking, wow, I can really do this. And you'd be surprised. There are a lot of patients out there who are interested in this.
And I'm seeing here that this one guy in the story that I'm seeing in the New York Post, 80 grand?
Correct. Yeah, the surgery starts at about 75,000 to 76,000. Yeah, that's not including staying in Las Vegas and some of the costs that are associated with that. But yeah, it's probably going to run you about that much.
Like for one leg?
Yes.
Do you have a special, you know, in the spring?
I do the left leg and I throw the right leg in for free.
Exactly.
So that's one set of legs. So you can do one, you know, like the upper thigh bone, which is the femur. You can do that for that price. The lower leg bone, which is the tibia, slightly more expensive. But yeah, it would be for one course of lengthening, which can get you approximately about 3.3 to 3.4 inches.
Fascinating. I love people who do cool stuff that I could never even think about doing.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. Continued success. It's great to see you.
Yeah, great to see you as well.
I could do this all day because I'm fascinated by this. Thanks for taking the time. Luckily, the new office is just right down the street.
Correct. Yeah, we're just on the 215 now. We've got a nice footprint, 14,000 square feet on the southwest area, which is a booming area. Every time I'm in the southwest, I see something else new going up. I really like being in that area. We've got a lot of great food, and we got the new Durango Casino, which is always hard to get a reservation, but so far. But you know, the southwest has been a great area. We're off the 215, so it's been excellent.
Even for you, you can't get in? I mean, I get it when they turn me away, but if they,
yeah, you might have a better chance. I mean, unless I'm, you know, I mean, there are a lot of tall people over there. I don't have much clout.
True story. True story. Last time I went in there, and this happens every once in a while. You stay in one town long enough. You're on, you know, you do enough TV, you do enough events and stuff, and people, pss, 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 they'll do a little bit of that. So, yeah, and I'm over at Durango Casino, and they're like, hey, after dinner, they're like, hey, can we get a picture? And I'm like, yeah, sure. And then they're like, I can't wait to tell people that I met Scott Van Pelt. Look him up, and then look me up. And yeah, so that's what happens with me. Great to see you. Continued success.
Yeah, no, anytime you want me. Anytime you want to know anything about medical stuff, I'm happy to come chat with you. I'll walk over and we'll talk about it. Anytime you have a medical issue or a question you have, I'm happy to come help answer it.
We may take you up on that.
Yeah, for sure.
Dr. Kevin Deviparshad, the world's foremost limb lengthener.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
All right, let's go. We got to do a 177-second survey. Megan Thee Stallion, the Hot Girls Summer Tour with Glorilla. Coming to town. We got tickets before you can buy them. If you want to be caller number 25 right now at 702-364-9898. I know, delayed for a few minutes. And I don't know. I kind of like having this here. We might have to go with the new spring season. There will be a new co-host. I think it's going to be April 1st if our company ever gets its you know what together. Because at this point, they're showing no signs of that. But from what I understand, the offer letter has been given and signed. And now the contract. Yeah, I know. This started 6 weeks ago. The hell these people are doing, but, well, nothing is what they're doing. I can answer. Hold it. I can answer that question. What are they doing? Nothing. We're just sitting here, and just when we get used to doing the show this way, now we got to flip it on its head again, do it another way. That's just great. Just great. But 702-364-9898, you may have seen Megan Fox talking about she got her boobs done again. Speaking of surgery, of enhancements, Megan Fox got them done again. She's now a 32D, in case you were wondering. She asked for 90s era. I know. Ramon just looked at me and went, huh? Yeah, with that little waist. Oh, are you perverts looking up pictures? You pervs.
I want to know what you're talking about, Chet, and can confirm.
That you're a pervert? Nice. Sorry, that was not friendly. That was my bad. But apparently Megan Fox confirmed that she and MGK have called off their engagement, that it happened sometime last year, but she referred to him as her twin soul. Their official relationship status remains private. My official status remains I don't care.
The Jeff Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
I started talking to you and didn't push the phone yet. I'm all out of order here. Hey, Nicole.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, would you do that? Would you do the leg lengthening surgery?
You know, it's funny you ask because I'm pretty fun-sized and I would maybe want to get taller, but I don't think I could ever do it. It just seems so painful.
Yeah. How fun size? How much fun size?
I'm like, I think I can get a handicap sticker as I get older,
Stop
you know, because you shrink.
Stop it.
I'm 4'11",
oh
and
God.
I think you have to be, yeah.
Isn't that an advantage for you, though? Don't guys just lose their minds over that?
I don't know, but I can't reach a lot of stuff, you know. It's not beneficial for me. It might be beneficial for guys, but who cares about guys now?
Yeah, you don't have to. I can tell just right now, just that level of confidence. I can tell. Yeah. And then you're gonna have these Megan Thee Stallion tickets and everything.
Oh, oh my just, God, I'm so the excited.
The world is just wide open to you, except for stuff on the top shelf. Other than that,
yes.
The world is wide open. Are you ready for your 177-second survey?
Yes.
Let's go. How do we feel? I want to wrap this up. How do we feel about overdone kids' birthday parties? We were talking about this earlier this morning. Diane is mad because they're doing a party for a four-year-old with face painting, a bounce house, pony rides even. Pony rides for a four-year-old. And she's like, they can't afford this. How does anybody afford this? I think it's too much. What say you?
I think it's too much. The kids aren't going to remember it, but it's going to be good for Instagram.
Right. And the other point that was made was that these things, it's good for the gram. It's good for everyone then. The other point that was made was that these things are generally more for the adults anyway. So if you've got, the more activities that you have so that the adults can drink, you know, the better off you are.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's mainly for the adults anyways. I mean, the kids aren't going to remember it, and the adults are going to have a good time and spend their money, and then later they'll be in debt, and then that's when they should be taking the kids as they get older.
and then the pony ride is nothing but just a straight flex, right? Isn't the pony ride the cheaper version of just buying a Ferrari so that people, you know, so that you could try and show people how rich you are?
Yes, totally agreed with that.
All right. 1 in 3 Americans filling out a March Madness bracket this year. A, did you fill out a bracket?
No.
And B, do you care?
No.
Yeah, you'll notice today there are a lot of people who are obviously you're at work already. What kind of work do you do?
Data entry.
I got you. You'll notice a lot of people slacking off today, and it's going to be highly annoying.
I know.
I'm just saying, because they're going to be watching the basketballs.
I can never get into March Madness. There's too many games, too much to watch, too complicated.
One final thing here. In a survey of millennial men, okay, you ready for this? 72% say that they get anxious about BO, that they're worried about how their body smells on any typical day. 52% worry that they have BO and they're not aware. Okay. 59% say they would like someone to tell them if they smell. And then they broke it down into they're worried about their armpits, obviously, their neck, their head and hair, their arms. And 25% of men, here's where we're getting to the heart of this. 25% of men said they're worried about the smell of their hands. Do you notice the smell of a man's hands?
No. Maybe if it was sweaty, but not the smell.
What?
Are they smelling their own hands?
What smell? Yeah, that's what I wanted to know. Is this a thing? And the reason why I ask is because then I'm like, well, is this a thing that I should be paying attention to? And I am not.
But I think the question is what are they doing before they smell their hands?
I wasn't going to say it. But yes, you are fantastic. Enjoy Megan Thee Stallion. Have a great day. Hang on one second, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Love the way
you do get me started. Live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Home of the world.
KLUC FM and HD1 Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good mornings in the car.
On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Relationship rehab coming up next. And this is, it's wild. I'm surprised it doesn't show up more often. This is one of those, oh man, how do I explain this in a bite-sized fashion? She went to clean the closet last weekend, found something, and it's not, man, it's not even so much. It's not even so much what she found, but what form it was in. Does this make sense at all? The whole thing's a mess. The whole thing's a straight-up mess.
Weekday mornings, it's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I just realized what that song reminded me of. My wife. So yesterday, my wife and I went to brunch in the Arts District, and we went to the Outlet Mall. And that Sabrina Carpenter song sounds like brunch and shopping. It's fancy.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's ultra lounge. It's got that vibe.
Spring season vibes.
Ever so slightly pretentious. You know what I mean? Where they're trying too hard, just a little too hard. And you're in there and you're just like, I just want an omelet. I don't, you know, like big deal. I don't need Gruyere cheese, you know, or whatever. I just, yeah. And this is the outlet mall. I know, look, I know it's the Coach outlet, but calm down. You're still an outlet. Knock it off. All right. Relationship rehab. And this is one of those where I'm just like, we just got to rip off the Band-Aid. I have a serious issue. Went to clean my husband's closet last weekend. Found a VHS tape dated 1999. That was the only label. 1999. This was before we met. And I was curious what might be on the tape. So I put it in the machine. Yes, we still have a VHS machine, and now I know why. It's great, because especially once you hear what's coming here. Yeah, I couldn't believe what I saw. It was, it was one of them tapes with his ex-wife. I was appalled. He's never asked me to make a tape. I get it. I get why that's okay. I didn't think that was something he would do. But then I wondered, why does he have it still? Do I tell him that I found it? So he still doesn't know that she found it. Oof. Oh, so this, the drama and intrigue on this. Then I wondered, why does he have it still? Okay, so we just have questions to answer. 702-364-9898. Megan Thee Stallion. When did tickets go on sale? Saturday, right? Isn't that what that is?
Yes, March 22nd. Tomorrow, excuse me.
Is that tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow, 10 a.m.
Tomorrow, 10 a.m. It's Gaga that goes on sale Saturday, right?
Yes.
Copy that. I'll make a note. But so you get him before you can buy him. Yeah. Why does he still have it? And do you tell him that you found it? So other than that, she's not too, and I'm glad she's not freaking out. Because quite honestly, I don't know that this has much to do with her.
Las Vegas is waking up at the Chet Buchanan Show.
All my favorite songs, and it wakes me up in the morning.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m.
You guys are my favorite.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, no. Emily, it says you're upset. Are you upset with me?
No.
Okay, good. Phew. The email, I have serious issue, went to clean out the husband's closet last weekend. spring cleaning. Always unveils the treasures, doesn't it?
Yep.
Found an old VHS tape. Awesome. Do you have VHS tape? Do you have any VHS tapes in your house?
No, we don't anymore.
I got a box.
But we do have DVDs, a good amount of DVDs, and my kids still watch them.
Yeah. I think DVDs, I don't know, for some reason that makes sense to me. But VHS tapes, I might have something that I'm holding on to, but I'm not sure why.
Anyway, but you know what? My sister has a lot. Like a lot of the Disney movies, she has all those still.
That makes sense too. So anyway, this one says 1999, and that was the only label. So they still have a machine. Now I know why, she says.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that's true. Honestly, I don't know if that's true. I couldn't believe what I saw. It was one of those tapes made with his ex-wife.
Yeah.
Made with his ex-wife. She's appalled. He never asked me to make a tape, which I think is funny, obviously. Didn't think that was something that he would do. Then I wondered, why does he have it still, and do I tell him that I found it? And as we started off the call with, you're not happy about this.
It kind of makes you question, like, all his alone time.
I don't think so.
But
how do you...
But for me to be petty, I would say, I mean, obviously I'm going to throw it out, but I would say, hey, I found an old tape. We don't use these. I'm going to just donate it. I donated the machine. I donated the movie so that he's like, oh, shoot, it's out there somewhere.
That is diabolical. I love it. So why does he have it still? Okay, I think we know why. Do I tell him that I found it? Your answer is yes. Okay. I want to know, how much did you notice a layer of dust on that VHS machine? Does the VHS machine have the appearance that it's been used recently? And
was it hidden somewhere that was easy to get?
I'm going to guess this is one of the... There may be an element to this where he doesn't even know that he had it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one of those things that he's been carrying with him for so long.
Like, come on, it's 2024.
Yeah, he's had that for 25 years.
Exactly. For what?
Well, but that's the thing. I don't know. That might be one of those things where I want to know how deep in the box it was. I want to know how far back in the closet that box was. If it was laying on top inside of, you know, like if he had it tucked in one of his shoes, you know, or something like that, then we might have something here.
Folded inside his shirt. Like, where was it?
Because
if it was somewhere in hand's reach where he can just play it all the time, not dusty at all, then we're going to have a problem. But I would be petty, say that I didn't see it.
Brilliant.
I'm going to say I donated it. And he can just wonder where it's at. Because that's 25 years that he had it. For what, though? Because he's in a new relationship.
And bro,
how long have they been together, too, though? Because that kind of shows the respect for her.
Well, convert that stuff, too. Why on a tape? Do you like that? Because let's just assume. Let's assume that he's using the tape. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you like the poor quality? Is that part of what you enjoy with this? Is that your deal? I don't know. All right, hang on one second. Have fun at Megan Thee Stallion, and thank you. Thank you for hanging out. We appreciate you. Let me just get through some of these. Kelly, you say there's nothing to this.
No, there's nothing to it. It's so funny, though, because when she said, is it within hand's reach? Oh, my God. And the
hands.
Fact that it's on VHS, he likes it glitchy.
Yeah, right? Do you like the date? Do you like it? Is it like the old days with Skinamax where you were trying to see through the...
Yes. He likes it glitchy, baby. Come on.
He likes to hear that tape go in. Ka-chunk.
Well, there you go.
Let me hit play.
If you took the tape out and you looked at it, that's on you, okay? Because if you're not looking for nothing, you're not going to find nothing. First of all. Second of all, who cares how long he had the tape? Who is he making tapes with now? Nobody.
Nobody. You're right.
Let's watch it together, homie.
This is what I'm saying. This is what I say to you.
Come on.
The phone call is free.
Yes.
All right.
Get glitchy with it.
All right. That's it. I'm done with you. All right. Have a good day. Oh, my goodness. Justin, Dustin, no big deal. People do that a lot, don't they? Dustin, I'm so sorry. No big deal, right?
I think it's like one of those things. There's two ways to look at this. If you're looking for something, if you're looking in somebody's closet, like this is, first of all, there's like a layer of like respect there that obviously there's a trust there that he's letting you go through your stuff. But there's two ways to look at it. You go through there, you find something, and it's intriguing to her, obviously. But at the same time, what if you went through there and you didn't find anything? Then it would just be a boring guy. You know what I mean? So if you look for something, there's always going to be something there. It just has to do with, like, insecurity. And to me, it's like, it's harmless. It's just like pictures in this. It's like a part of his life that he put away. He put it under, you know, under lock and key, so to speak. And it's obviously, you know, it sounds like she's intrigued in doing it. But I think the whole thing is hilarious. And I think that she shouldn't take it so seriously. She just should, you know, ask him to make a DVD or a Blu-ray or whatever the new thing is.
Or just convert, turn it into a file and have it on your phone.
Well, I mean, the thing is that what I've learned in life is that if you look, you're going to find it.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
And then if you don't find it, then they're just boring.
Your attitude and what you're looking for in life is everything. And I believe in that, too. You're right, brother. Now, Diana's going to tell us why we're all full of it. So, Diana, why are we all wrong on this one?
I don't agree. Period.
Yeah, fair
enough.
There
should be nothing. There should be nothing in there. Period.
My thing with this is that I'll bet he hasn't given two thoughts to that tape in 15 years. You know what? At least
He probably forgot about it, but first of all, it depends how long we've been together. Secondly, why do you have anything from the past? The past is the past. You leave the past where it is, and this is why we call it the past.
It is.
Now,
Oh, no, go ahead.
I mean, either are you trying to reminisce while you're with me, sleeping with me, eating with me, taking me out? Are you reminiscing? Do you want me to be her? Why do you have the tape?
It
For
is
what reason?
The only part that I find sketch on this. The one part that I find sketch on this is that it is suspiciously labeled 1999.
And it's for a reason.
Sure it is. Now,
it's for a reason.
Now, my guess is that was in the early part of... You know what I mean? I just don't think it probably doesn't matter now. But yeah, he shouldn't have it. I don't hate at all what Emily was talking about of just like, oh yeah, I found a bunch of tapes and whatnot. I chucked them. I donated them, and I took the whole thing.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree. As far as maybe insecurity, maybe it might be a little insecurity of some sort. I don't think it's that. I think overall it should just be respect. Why do you carry the past with you? So, maybe to show off to your friends or show off and say, hey, look at what we did in 1999.
I don't think so.
I mean, is it like great? And so I'm the wife and everywhere I go, all your friends may look at me. Oh my God, did you see the tape in 1999? Like, no. I mean, if that's the case, you know, why would I get rid of my pictures and photo albums to respect you? But I'm cleaning up and I find this tape and you completely forgot about it, most likely, but it's still in the house we live in. I don't like it. I call it disrespectful. Nothing to do with jealousy, nothing to do with insecurity. If you find it, like the gentleman said, you're right. If you look, you may find, but why would I find anything in the first place is how I look at it.
So
there should be nothing to find.
So I can put you down for undecided on this. You're not sure how you feel?
I don't agree on it.
I'm joking. No, really?
Oh.
I didn't get that impression.
No.
It's all jokes.
I'm really hateful on it.
Oh, no. That became somewhat obvious. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
I've truly never understood the idea of sending unsolicited pics. You know what I'm saying? There's a name for it. It's called cyber flashing. Ah! And I get it if girls do it. If girls do it, because guys are like, yeah. But fellas, when you're sending them, does that really work? Does that happen where a girl goes, well, I got to get me some of that? England has made it a crime. Finally, we got to jump on board on this. For real, real. This guy named Nicholas Hawks just got 5.5 years in prison for sending unsolicited pictures. A dude admitted that in February that he sent the images. So here was his intent. His intent was to cause alarm, distress, or humiliation. With that, okay. The new law went into effect in January 31st. Some American states, Texas, California, have laws against it. But what I haven't heard, so England just convicted the dude 5.5 years. We need that. And then we need to do the one thing that we're not doing in this country. We need to actually put some put some teeth behind it. Ah, you see what I did there? Not on purpose.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen on the app
every morning, taking my kids to school.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, man, a glitch let Commercial Bank of Ethiopia customers withdraw money that they did not have. Oh, my goodness. Students first noticed the glitch. It caught fire on social media. Lines started forming at campus ATMs on Saturday. By the time the bank discovered the problem, more than $40 million had been withdrawn or transferred to other banks. That's not the way to do that. You got to pull out. Don't you have to get that in cash? And then, no, and they still track it. The bank, it says now, the bank is now struggling to recover the money. And, oh, but it says anybody who returns the funds will not, oh, anybody who does give the money back will not be charged with a crime. They, yeah, you're not that smart. They'll find you, won't they? Because this sounds like it's got digital fingerprints all over it. And again, now a truer statement probably never been made that they're struggling to recover the money, but it won't take long.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work, dropping the kids to school.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Come on, man. Dwayne Whitmire, the guy who lives in Cleveland, was not very happy because he got a ticket, traffic ticket. He was mad at the officer that wrote the ticket. So Dwayne decided to use a picture of the officer and make him a profile on a dating app of people that he probably would not be interested in. You know what I'm talking about. yeah. Well, and I don't, can you, well, they came, they, oh, that's what they did. So they got him on impersonating a police officer. That's what it is. So Dwayne pled guilty to it. The police department said in an Instagram post, that Dwayne's alleged act was an attempt to embarrass, harass, and discredit our organization for his benefit. Well, yeah, that's probably about right. They should also, there should be a charge of like, bro, what are you, 12? You know, honestly, stop it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
All right, let's get into some more you know before we go. Idaho has the only United States state seal that was designed by a woman. It was designed by Emma Edwards Green in 1891. The only one designed by a woman. Texas is so big that El Paso is actually closer to San Diego than it is to Houston. And there's a small city. We've all heard of Texarkana, right? Texarkana, a small city in the northeast corner of the state, is closer to Chicago than it is to El Paso. So El Paso closer to San Diego than it is to Houston. Texarkana closer to Chicago than it is El Paso. How about that? One of the crew members who died on the Titanic was named Joseph Dawson. His tombstone says J. Dawson. James Cameron, who made the Titanic movie, didn't know about this Joseph Dawson when he picked Jack Dawson as the name for Leonardo DiCaprio's character. Ever since then, Joseph Dawson's grave in Canada gets a lot more visits and a lot more flowers. And yeah, you can guess why. Half of the gold that's ever been found on Earth comes from the Witwatersrand Basin in South Africa. So if you're looking for gold, you should probably go there instead of Alaska. The tradition of bridesmaids all wearing the same dress goes all the way back to ancient Rome. Who knew? I wouldn't have guessed that. They would all dress the same as the bride to confuse any evil spirits that may show up at the wedding to snatch the bride away. So what have we learned today? Evil spirits are dumb. Is what they're calling. They believed in ancient Rome that evil spirits were stupid. So there you go. That's the more you know. Before we go, let's get out of here. Let's get as close to this Friday as we can. Make it a great day. We'll meet back here tomorrow. Go crush it today. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Be easy, everybody.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.